The West Coast Eagles have defeated Collingwood in a 5-point win in the AFL Grand Final over the weekend, proving interstate teams can beat Victorian sides in Grand Finals. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent Tom Edwards to speak about this and other sporting news. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. What a weekend of sport around the country.
Absolutely. It's been massive, but let's start with the AFL Grand Final. So West Coast were without two of their best players. How'd they end up getting over the line, do you think?
Well, that's a question a lot of Collingwood supporters and Collingwood themselves would be asking and wondering this morning, particularly after the Pies led by as many as 29 points going into the second quarter. But they won, as you alluded to, by 5 points, 79-74, over 100,000 people packed the MCG, and it was just West Coast Day at the end. They didn't lead for much of the ball game, but they led when it mattered, and they ended up winning. Dom Sheed was probably, he wasn't the best on ground, but he might have been the most important on ground for the Eagles, and he slotted a very, very difficult goal to put them a couple of points ahead with just minutes to go.
Now, speaking of introspection of Collingwood supporters, they were ahead the whole game, as you said, the majority of the game. What went wrong for them in the end?
Well, it's hard to put your finger on one individual thing, but West Coast came back just as Collingwood were slowly not trying to get back into the ball game as much as they were in the first half, West Coast were stagnant. They weren't kicking around fluidly. They weren't playing on. And in the last quarter, in the final moments, you could tell that West Coast would rather lose the game by a couple of goals than not trying to give it a crack. And they really came ahead of Collingwood and won. And it was really devastating for the Collingwood players and also Collingwood fans, because they had been ahead for so much of the game. But West Coast were just able to hold on by a couple of points. And as you said, they were a Western Australian club, didn't have the highest expectations going into September in the AFL finals, but they were able to do it and do what they did, and they celebrated over the weekend, and rightly so. It's a fantastic result from the Western Australian team.
Moving on to basketball, the Australian Opals have defeated Spain in the Basketball World Cup. What got them their win there?
Yeah, something that you might not have heard over the weekend. It's probably not as exciting as an AFL Grand Final or an NRL Grand Final, but certainly important for our basketballers overseas. Liz Cambage, she is just a freak of a nature in basketball. She scored 33 points and had 15 rebounds to lead Australia past Spain in yesterday's semi-basketball World Cup final. So it now means that Australia will be in the women's, will be in the World Cup final. It's the first time in 8 years. That's after Spain weren't able to come up against Australia. They were 6 points short. The Aussies will now face the United States on Monday, so it will be interesting. It's the Australians on the world stage. They're doing it again. It's a sport that doesn't really get the attention it deserves in the women, so good on them, and fingers crossed that they can go over the line and take out the World Cup.
Well, how do you feel they will go? Where are the US team at in their run?
The US team are quite strong. They always have been and always will be, but particularly in the women's basketball, Australia has also been very strong in recent years. And now with Liz Cambage, who, as I said, is just an absolute scoring machine, it will be difficult for the United States to hold her back. So if Australia concentrate their effort around Liz Cambage, but also have supplementary players that can assist her, fingers crossed Australia can go all the way.
And put basketball back in the place it should be. Sports correspondent Tom Edwards is with us. Now, as we're getting closer to summer, we'll be discussing this more, but the SA Redbacks have won over the weekend in a one-day cup clash. Can you tell us about that game?
Yeah, it was a very significant game, particularly from a personal viewpoint of Callum Ferguson. He became South Australia's leading one-day century maker over the weekend as they defeated Victoria in a one-day cup. So quite exciting news there for Callum Ferguson. He's been the player who's obviously been too good for state cricket, but just hasn't been able to notch it up in the international form. So some exciting news for him. South Australia posted a total of 265, and Victoria fell just short of that, and they reached 257 after 50 overs. So a close game. And after yesterday's win, the Redbacks will now play a qualifying final later this week.
And finally, this is one many South Australians may have missed, as this is the wrong side of the border to be really focusing on it. But the NRL Grand Final also happened. So what were the results of that game?
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Probably missed in South Australia and also probably Victoria, even though a Victorian team was playing in it. But the Sydney Roosters beat Melbourne Storm 21-6 last night in the NRL Grand Final, and it was particularly special for one individual, that being Cooper Cronk. He became the first ever player to win back-to-back titles at different clubs, and to make it a little bit even more special, he did it against his old club. So a special story there. He now plays for the Roosters, but previously played for the Storm. He moved to Sydney for family reasons, and it's proved to be the better decision. And to top it all off, he had a broken scapula. He had a bone broken in half, but he played throughout most of the game, came off at the end, and was inspirational and instrumental in his team's win.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you.
Sports correspondent Tom Edwards there, sharing all the latest news in sport.